Blog Talk Radio.
It really is sad.
All right, this is Steph Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover, design my album covers, a lot of them. Design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is the night.
You know, I still have told you several times I have these evil doors near me or from, you know, far who are trying to destroy my Hollywood dream chances in the music industry. You know, I told you I own my songs, okay? You just look on Copyright Office, U.S. Copyright Office, look up DOVENIGC. I am a songwriter or one of the songwriters. Also look on BMI, Broadcast Music Incorporated. You can also look on ASCAP. I have a publishing account. It has all my songs I release to the public. You can see my face on Twitter with me with the eyeglasses. The reason why I put my picture out of who I look like is because I just realized that it was causing confusion and ambiguity with some people, and these dream killers, evildoers, were trying to take my chances away by pretending to be me or making up lies, which they continue to. Some of these people live near me. They have made up lies that I didn't own my songs or they got permission. That is not true. I gave no one permission to use my songs or anything. They even made up some hallucinating, delusional stuff saying that they're using my home, etc. That's not true either. Some of these people could be from my hometown, Western New York, where I used to know as children. That's not good, you know, because I don't really know these people. I haven't seen these in childhood. Will they come out here from Erie County or somewhere to undermine my potential? They're so evil, and so are these other people. What's really sad is that they call themselves Christian and religious, and they're not religious at all. They're evil. You know, that's my concern, is that they made a buck or got 80 grand or so much money from using my material. Again, if you want to, do not fall for it, because I can manipulate people, deep pocket people who are in the industry. Again, I gave no one permission because no one asked me about my songs. Would I give someone permission? Of course. But I never got any permission. But it's really sad that I dealt with this evil. It's like diabolically dangerous what I experienced. That wasn't the only thing they have done. They followed me to the Society of Composer Lyrics Awards and other Hollywood Awards, trying to undermine my potential so they can undermine my chances to be in the industry. They even said that they had this black guy impersonate me. It's hard to impersonate me because I have a distinct personality. I'm very tall. And this guy was very tall, and that wasn't me. Really is sad. The other thing is that they had documents with my signature or something, and that's forgery. I did not sign anything. They can go to jail for forgery. So don't listen to that. Okay, I signed nothing. The other situation that you can do to check on to see if my song been signed away is go to L.A. Superior Courthouse. Go to a courthouse. You see Dove Knight, DOVENIGHT, in the judgment. Then, you know, you can contact me because I will take legal action because there's nothing on the courthouse. Because if there was a judgment, then my BMI account will be altered, and my copyright office might alter it too, as well. I know that my BMI account will be altered because the publishing is so important. I own it. But I don't like when I'm being, you know, hearing these criminals following me around to the Society of Composer Lyrics Awards, following me around to Hollywood Awards, and then they say they made up stories, or they said they talked to Mark Ronson and other people in industry, talk to Brent Michaels. I thought that was full of shit, but if they did, that's not fair. It really isn't fair for me to listen to that, to these lies and these and their intent to try to take away my Hollywood dreams. You know, it's really sad. And two other things. They've been recently playing a video of me where I was jumping up and down with a lot of makeup on my face, singing, screaming like AC/DC or Led Zeppelin in a jamming band like 20 years ago. Now, you shouldn't be talking about something 20 years ago. I could say that was experimentation vocally. The band was not professional. In my heyday in bands, I have tried to get in bands that wanted to go professional, make it to Hollywood, but they never did. Then sometimes I joined jam bands where we have fun. We joke around, have fun. And this band was having fun, but they didn't want to go professional. So the band has been over for the last 20 years. So why is he showing something from Adelphia Cable or any video or anything from Adelphia Cable? Sometimes I don't sing my best. I sing low, or I sing high, or I scream. It's part of the process of performing, but I just didn't do public access. I perform at little clubs all over, and especially on the West LA, West Hollywood, because at that time, that was the only way you could get a record deal or any type of deal, even indie, was to go to West Hollywood and be seen by, by the industry. But I don't like it when they use it to try to they play the video of me jumping up and down with a lot of makeup and clown outfit, whatever, to try to undermine my vocal situation. I think I'm going to sing like that today. And to tell you the truth, I'm not going to sing like that. You listen to my songs on Spotify. I don't scream. I sing very low. And that's pretty much, probably if I'm on stage, it's a little bit different. I go into my very high, nice, pretty voice, or sing in a similar tone, or, you know, just around having fun. But I will not be screaming. So it's really sad. But the other thing is what's really sad was these allegations that these people think that I'm crazy. Made up stories. I was crazy. I was not well. I'm out of touch with reality. I cannot be out of touch with reality with so many artists and where I live who are trying to make it in the industry. There are millions who are making, especially in the city of Los Angeles and in Los Angeles County, trying to be celebrities. So I am very much aware. I've been doing it for a very long time. And yes, I don't always go to Hollywood. But I go to Hollywood a number of times. Unfortunately, at times, you know, when I was in Hollywood, I had to, it's not as real safe as it once was in like the 90s and the early 21st century, and even before COVID, 2017, 16. I mean, sometimes, you know, there's an element of danger, but you see all those people getting robbed, and I had to be careful what I wear, watches, because I didn't, you know, going up to people and grabbing the watches. I didn't want to deal with it, you know. But there's always, you know, stay safe. But I go into Hollywood for entertainment purposes and to go for my dream. So I'm very much aware it's a very tough dream. But Hollywood's still a great place. It's just that it's just so, it's a little lot different than it was even 6 years ago or 10, 20 years ago. But that's the thing, you know. I don't want nobody trying to hinder my Hollywood success, because I will never do that. But they do want to try to hinder my success, other types of success that I want to pursue, like in academia, or pursue college, pursue other things. That's not good. I even had this woman come up to me, come near me saying things that she's going to put me in a public guardianship. You know, that's the problem. The woman who says you want to put me in a conservatory says she's a social worker from Erie County or LA County, she's a delusional, crazy, dangerous person. Because some of these people are mentally ill. She's mentally ill. I'm too high functioning. For someone conservative, that's for someone who's extremely sick, and I'm very high functioning. I'm a talented artist, I'm highly educated, and I'm an independent person. They gotta be crazy. And the reason why this crazy mentally ill woman said that was because she thought that me trying to make that music in Los Angeles, because where I live is part of the city of Los Angeles, and it's right, it's near Hollywood, was delusional. Don't you think that that is the most insane thing you ever heard? They think that I'm delusional for trying to make it in Hollywood at my age, and, you know, I'm older, you know, and that I must be delusional for trying to go for the Hollywood dream. Oh, my God, that's so damn crazy. So that's a psycho. You know, I attract the people who are living out here in Los Angeles, the entertainment capital, Hollywood, this, you know. And as we know, there are a bunch of artists who are trying to make it in Hollywood who do not live in West Hollywood and Hollywood. They live nearby, 10 miles, 20 miles, 30 miles. There's all shapes and sizes trying to be actors, singers, and songwriters, movie directors, et cetera. Comedians, this was too. When you look at the Comedy Store and you look at the two, you know, and you look at the Whiskey of Go-Go, you look at Troubadour, when you look at the Universal City, where they have a lot of acting, actors get, you know, get hired to act, and a lot of TV shows I filmed in Studio City, which is in the Valley. I mean, it's really sad that these people do not understand what Hollywood is and what Hollywood is about. And then when you look at BMI, Broadcast Music is in Beverly Hills, and ASCAP is in West Hollywood. I mean, are they crazy? And there's record companies in downtown LA and Santa Monica and San Fernando Valley. There are record companies in Burbank. These people are out of touch with reality. Yeah, I'm protecting myself from these people. These people really don't know what it's like to live in LA or Los Angeles or California in general. And some of their political beliefs are dangerous. You know, they said it because they're bad. I suspect they're racist people. You see a black guy trying to be ambitious to make it in Hollywood or ambitious to be somebody, and they don't like it. You know, racism still exists in the society, and we need to take racist people and lock them up behind bars. But crazy people, dangerous people who are saying things that don't pertain to the reality of the environment, geographical environment, they need to be locked up too. And this lady saying conservative because you think I'm crazy for trying to make it an industry or because of my situation, she needs to go to prison. So, you know, these evildoers, these mentally ill people, I don't know why I attract this. But then again, I take that back. Perhaps they hear me on podcasts, perhaps they hear my songs, and they live nearby, and they get jealous, and they don't want to see me succeed. They think I'm out of touch reality. They want to live in a little world. They think, they really think Hollywood is like living in Arizona or living in Utah. They must be out of, they must seek a psychiatrist. But I'm fine. Let me tell everybody, my health is fine mentally and physically to where I can take care of myself. It's, I mean, I came out here to LA at a very young age to make it in Hollywood. And yes, there's a thorn at my side that I didn't achieve my dreams. And perhaps one of the reasons is dealing with evildoers and dream killers. I still believe that my dream will come true. I'm a very good person, and I always will be. But one thing I'm fortunate to the few fans that I have who listen to my music online, and to I'm fortunate to be on indie label to release my music professionally. And I don't want no one to take my, the, you know, the strength and the determination of what I built as far as making music and so for so many years be destroyed by false allegations, innuendo, and someone trying to sabotage my chances. Because when I look at other artists or even people in general who have dreams, I always respect it. Unfortunately, there are people who are jealous around us or have mental problems who don't want to see us succeed. And that's exactly what has happened to me. It's really wrong to hear them. Because I know after this podcast is put out and you hear me, they're going to go on social media and make up some other false allegations. Like they made up some false allegations that I was schizophrenia, all kinds of lies. You know, I'm telling you the truth. First of all, the truth is I own my material. The second truth is just you look at U.S. Copyright Office, look at BMI, Broadcast Music Incorporated, you'll see me as a songwriter, composer. If you want to know of any judgment or anything, just look on the court office. I did not sign anything away. I did not get permission for anyone to use it. I would if they asked me, but as a songwriter, but no one asked me. So, and I own it. I own the material. Please do not listen to evil people or people say negative things about Dove Knight online or social media or in the music industry. That is wrong. And when I see these people come and follow, go to the same parties to try to undermine or try to pretend or whatever, that's really sad that they stoop to the level of being so evil and so treacherous to try to hurt my ambitions so that they can get in the industry, and that's not fair. I hope that people in the industry don't fall for those lies. And anyway, on my personal level, yes, I was told to, you know, dealt with the police and so on. Yes, I told the police, but you know, I'm fine, you know, because these people need to get locked up, get some help, go to jail, go to a psych ward, or just simply be locked up somewhere, because they are a danger to the American dream, the Hollywood dream that I have. You know, it really is sad that people do not understand the reality of where they're living. So I hope that, you know, after this podcast, I don't discuss this no more. If you hear anything on social media or in the industry about lies that Dove Knight don't own this material, Dove Knight, that's not true. I am functionally fine. I just realized that going for the Hollywood dream, which is the American dream, is very difficult because of evil people who are too selfish and too out of touch to accept that I am a talented person. And that I am capable of being successful or want to be successful. Now, last thing. I told you guys I released the song I'm Over You. It's a song that I remastered. I have just released it again. I hope you consider listening to it. Here it is. That song is a song that I released. I was a songwriter. I sang it. It's about, you know, overcoming obstacles. I'm over, you know, overcoming a bad relationship. It can also be about, you know, overcoming evil people or dream killers or people who, or anything that represents something that's bad or limiting or so on. But really it's about being attracted to the wrong person and the relationship was over. And the truth is I have to move on. You know, I'm over them. I'm over any kind of negativity. Please consider listening and buying it. And you know, I'm so grateful for any fans that like my music, and I'm so grateful for being an indie label to release this professionally. But I'm telling you the truth. Don't listen to any dream killers or any negativity about the one and only Dove Knight, D-O-V-E-N-I-G-H-T. You see my picture on Twitter. You see my picture on Instagram. you know, with the hat. I am the real deal, the black guy that really understands reality and is open to all people. Now, if they show that video, ignore it. That was not a band professional. We jammed for a while. It was been over 2 decades ago. Do not listen to anything. Just check up on your, look up on information. Because, you know, at times, you know, that wasn't the only situation. But trying to make go for that Hollywood dream, I did come across con artists and evil people trying to manipulate me into thinking that they're going to represent me. All they wanted was money from me. And people try to scam me, you know, and these people are no exception. Happens all the time, unfortunately. If you're talented and you're ambitious in Hollywood, you know, you might come across a scam artist or evil person, a negative person. Stay away from them. Again, I am fine. Now, here's another thing. If they have shown anything related to, I heard they said they showed stuff related to Social Security or whatever, that's crazy. You know, that's, I mean, this is what I was told in my neighborhood. That's crazy. That's illegal. The police report it. See, don't listen to this. I'm talking about crazy, sick people who have nothing better to do to sit on their ass or and try to hurt me simply because I have ambitions, and people who are trying to, you know, take a shortcut. I mean, they don't have, you know, the tools or the ambition to write their own music and look at that and steal mine or to make money off mine. And yeah, they said that. They said, oh, they want, you know, one thing is, you know, they said something that was so crazy and delusional. Another delusional thing they said was they were peeking in my home to see me play my keyboard. Now, first of all, that's illegal. That's illegal. And, you know, I don't allow people to peek in my home. That's crazy. Have you noticed with all this stuff is I'm dealing with crazy psychos? And some of these other people are just pure evil. You know, I don't allow people to look in the privacy of my home. That's off limits. And you know why they said that? Because they want to see me play the keyboard and steal my songs. You know, see me work hard at playing a song and make some money at it. That's not right. I didn't make really no money for my songs and stuff. I get very little royalties for being online with BMI and for being any artist. I get very, very little. I did not get no big check or anything. So I'm still aspiring. I'm still starving. But to listen to that is just so, I cannot believe how much hate in their heart to stop an aspiring artist. Now, with all this, some people would probably ask if I'm okay. I'm fine. I just tell you about it. Because this is what I keep coming to me on social media and in my life, you know, nearby. And it's really sad that I attracted these nuts to me. But what is true is that I would not let them take my dreams away. And don't you let any nut or no evil person take yours either. I mean, people would do anything to hurt a good person like you and me. And those are nuts and sociopaths and narcissists and criminals. Stay away from them. That is one reason why so many dreams in Hollywood don't come true. Dealing with evil doers who have nothing better to do and but to hurt a talented, starving artist like you and me. Don't let it happen. I can't let it happen to me. Don't you let it happen to you. May all your dreams come true. May minds come true because we all deserve to be happy. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.